Our Living Community.
Welcome to Our Living Community. I'm Otto van der Walt, and this Fine Music Radio feature is brought to you by the realtors who care about your environment, RE/MAX Living Cape Town. As Capetonians, we're very familiar with the wildfire season, which is normally during the hot and dry summer months. We've certainly seen our share of fires on the mountain and saw how devastating they can be. This week, Lee Kleinhans from Volunteer Wildfire Services tells us what the common causes of wildfires are and what we can do to prevent them.
There are many causes of wildfires. A lot of them are natural. Lightning strikes, for one, just extreme heat and concentration of sun, that kind of thing. But the most common by far is human negligence. And that's not arson, for instance. It's pure human negligence. Someone threw a Stompy out the window, or someone left a glass bottle somewhere lying around and the heat concentrates under the glass, and the next thing you know, you've got a wildfire going. That is by far the most common cause in Cape Town. I don't think that people realize just how many negligent fire starts we have. Something like not putting out a cooking fire properly, not using designated fire areas to start a braai, and can be extremely devastating. They cost a lot of money to suppress and could easily have been avoided.
How can we then try and fight that negligence? What can we do if we spend time in the wilderness, on the mountain, in the forest?
Yeah, a great start is making sure that you leave no trace. You don't leave any litter lying around, especially in areas where there's dense vegetation. If there's a bin, put it in the bin. If there is no bin, take it back home with you and throw it away there. Making sure that you're only using designated areas. If you are starting a fire, like a braai or something like that, make sure that you're only lighting fires in areas where either Sandparks has designated braai areas, make sure that it's the time of year that you are allowed to start a fire there. Those kinds of things help a lot. If you live on the wildland urban interface, which is basically the area at which dense vegetation or forest or a national park meets an urban area, those people are the most at risk in terms of their homes burning down and that kind of thing. Making sure that you have sufficient fire breaks that are maintained year round. A really good time to maintain your fire break is just after winter, beginning of spring, when all the vegetation is blooming and growing, and making sure that you cut that back and you create a sufficient break so that when we get into high fire season, you're considerably less at risk. That's not to say that there won't be a fire in your area, but if there is one, we will be able to much more successfully contain it in a shorter amount of time, and you'll be at considerably less risk. That's also something that you can keep an eye out with your friends and neighbors, making sure that you rid your area of alien vegetation as far as possible. Alien vegetation absolutely loves to burn, and that's something that you and your communities can be responsible for and action change with. Join a local alien hacking group. Make sure that you are doing your bit to rid the environment of alien vegetation. It makes it extremely difficult once an area has burnt, if there was alien vegetation in that area, for the fynbos to regenerate. Alien vegetation generally regenerates much more quickly and rapidly and more invasively than fynbos can. And once an area has burnt, it often is the sort of trigger point for the alien to take over and then creates further fire risk as well. And then lastly, if you do see any signs of fire, report it. Don't think that somebody else has reported it. Don't assume that that is the case. Often it's not the case, and something only gets reported quite late once a fire has begun to sort of pick up in size and pace. So if you are reporting fire and it's already been reported, Metro is generally very good to call you back and say, thank you so much for reporting this. We have a report. Fire services are on their way. I call in fires very regularly and always get a call back to say, okay, somebody is on their way, or it's already been reported, or it's being investigated, or something like that. So you're generally not left in the dark either as to whether what you have done has actually helped them or not.
What kind of information, if you want to report a fire, what are the most important points that you must report?
So they're generally very good at asking you questions. If you have the time you saw it and the location that you saw it at, that's pretty much all they need to go on. They will definitely send someone out to investigate regardless. So you don't need to know much about fire behavior at all or what you think caused it. Rather, don't guess those things. Just report it as you saw it and try to make sure that you give them an accurate location as well as the time that you saw it so that they can begin to piece together how long something has been burning or how long it's going to be burning before they can get emergency services on the scene, that kind of thing. And if they need any further information, they will ask you those questions.
So you don't have to know it's the north side of the mountain. You don't have to know the wind directions.
Well, if you are unfamiliar with the area and you weren't able to maybe drop yourself a pin or something like that to get a good location, rather tell them what you know and that you don't know the rest than guess and waste someone's valuable time by sending them to the wrong place. Those kinds of things always get reassessed on scene. What the wind speed is, what the humidity is, what the wind correction factor is, all of that kind of stuff is not on you to know. That's on the professionals to figure out once they arrive. The best you can do is call it in quickly and make sure that you give them an accurate time and an accurate location.
Okay, so it's actually pretty easy. All you need to know is where you saw it and what time you saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And like you say, that's very clever. We have the technology these days on us to just drop a pin where we are, right?
Even if you are not on the mountain yourself and you see a puff of smoke or something like that, there are directional cues that you can give. If you're saying, I'm on my way towards town from Canal Walk and I'm looking at the mountain and I can see there's a puff of smoke sort of close to the cableway. That's good enough for them to go on. There's a lot of technology out there for them to potentially look at a webcam or something like that and find the exact location for themselves.
That was Lee Kleinhans from the Volunteer Wildfire Services. To find out more about the organization, please visit their website, vws.org.za. The number to dial from a cell phone to report a wildfire is 112. That's 112 from a cell phone. Our Living Community is broadcast every Wednesday morning at 7:15 on Mike's Classic Breakfast. This fine music radio feature was brought to you by the professional realtors who care about your environment, Remax Living Cape Town.